Okay, we are now recording. So I'm here with my buddy Joe from To Kill a Monster. So we're going to jump right into things. So tell us a little bit about yourself and the band and how you guys got started.
What's up? My name is Joey Lawson, singer of To Kill a Monster, and I am the only original member left. And we started back in like 03, 05. I've been doing this a long time. And over the course of the past 4 or 5 years, I found these new guys that to slowly start coming in. And this EP is the first writing with them involved.
Awesome. That segues into my next question. How did everyone in the band meet? And what made you guys decide to start making music together?
Like I said, I've been doing this a long time and I wasn't ready to quit. And I randomly found our drummer at a show I went to. I told him about us and we talked a bit that night and he looked us up. And the first CD the only CD he listened to was one of our early bad recordings. And he didn't think much of us. And then a bit later, his band at the time opened for us, and when we played with some of the old members that were still in it at the time, he was blown away and thought we were a completely different band. So we found him, he joined us, and slowly through him and his friends, James joined us, and then Scott, and then now the new guy, Josh.
I've been rocking you guys' new EP ever since I heard from Melanie, who published it, came out on Spotify, and I was like, man, this is amazing. I gotta interview these guys. So I've been really looking forward to talking to you and getting to know more about the band and what you guys are doing. So what ignites your passion for music? What ignites you to want to make music, and what makes you want to do this?
Thank you. Glad you're enjoying the new EP. Really proud of it. But music, I found music, I grew up on country, and then when I discovered that there was other music out there finally, I had to dive into it. I started writing weird things on a keyboard, and nothing else grabbed me the way music did, and I couldn't turn back after that.
That's amazing. So how long have you guys been making music together, and how has y'all's music evolved through the year?
The new guys, we started the first song we recorded, The Broken, on the EP, was the first one we wrote together. And that was, I want to say, 3 years ago, maybe four. At this point, I'm terrible with time and everything. But that was the first one we wrote together, and this EP is a collection of us learning how to write together. I write different guitar parts, different, you know, all the lyrics, all the most of the vocal melodies and everything. But they were the first ones. They were hold on. Lost my train of thought. This EP is the first of them, us all writing together and us learning how. We already have new music that we're in the process of like writing and getting ready. Now that this EP is out, and this the guitar work, and just they're incredible musicians, and I'm very glad they're here. We went through a ton of different versions before we landed on the one we were finally happy with. And then some of the other songs like Whiskey just kind of happened naturally really fast, because their musicianship is incredible.
Okay, cool. So I have another question, because I watch this thing called on Amazon Prime called Hired Gun the other day, and it was talking about how musicians hire people to help them, you know, touring and stuff like that. So did you hire musicians and they had to audition, or was it friends that you knew?
Gotcha. They were friends. Like, they all auditioned, but it was more of the friend aspect for us, for me personally, that kept them around, that got them in, because the To Kill a Monster has been around a long time, and we've a ton of different things over the years, but first and foremost, it's got to be fun. It's got to be family. It's got to be a good time, or else it's just not worth it. The music world is crazy, and it takes more than just that to keep going, I think.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the new EP, what is the message that you hope to get out to your fans? What is the message you're trying to deliver through the EP?
For me personally, it's just that we're back and that we're here to have fun again, but with hopefully an even more polished final product than we've ever had before. We've got a ton of old music out. I love everything we've ever put out, but there's something special about this new era of what we've been working on. I just hope people have fun and enjoy it the way we've been enjoying these past couple of years making it all.
Well, I've truly enjoyed listening to it. I listen to it every day, and sometimes I listen to it turned all the way up, and I love the screaming vocals because I'm a metalhead, so I love the way you mix punk and the screaming in with it. It's awesome.
I appreciate that greatly. I couldn't be in a band and not mess with different genres and pulling things together and just having fun with everything. You know, some of the other guys in the band are big metal heads. Some of them are, you know, a lot more punk background. I myself am, you know, 90s punk rock.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Forever. I love finally getting all of those together in different ways with the way we have.
That's awesome. So my next question is, now that you guys have got the new EP out and you're doing all this stuff, what is it like working with a publicist to help you market your name and get your name out there? And what are the differences versus not having a publicist and having a publicist?
It's invaluable, if I'm using the word correctly. The biggest downfall of myself personally with music is that the music's awesome, the shows are awesome, everything's fun, but we don't have a way to I am terrible at the marketing side. I'm terrible at the vast space that is the internet. So any help that all the help that she's given us to get this music out there more is incredible, because being in a band, you just write the music out and hope people like it. But if you don't have some of those connections to finally push it a little bit further, it doesn't go anywhere. It just kind of falls into the empty void of the millions of songs that are uploaded daily by local artists.
Yeah, I can see that. So now that you have the EP, where do you hope that your music career takes you?
As far as we can. I've been doing this for so long that I couldn't imagine life without music. I met my wife through this. I've met countless friends that I couldn't imagine my life without. And to not have music is just sounds really boring. I don't know what I'd do with myself, but, yeah. We are pushing as we can with this release to kind of tell people that we're still here, or we're back again, or whatever you want to call it. So we plan to play and play out as much as we can, get this music out far reaching as we can, while we write this next batch that we're already in love with. Just these guys are incredible, having a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Continuing to figure out how to write together.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if there's one band or one, you know, tour that you could go on, that you, what's the top artist that you would want to take on tour with you, and who would it be? If you could pick any genre, anybody you could take on tour, who would you want to take with you?
I'm pretty sure if you ask all the guys in the band, you'd get a much different answer out of all of them. But for me, I would absolutely love to go on tour with The Offspring. The Offspring, Rise Again, Story of the Year, Alexis on Fire. There's the Foo Fighters. There's so many different bands that we grew up with, that we get inspired by, that we would just love to go with anybody.
Me and you like a lot of the same bands. So my next question is, what do you think that having a band and keeping your eye on success and not dealing with like the struggles and like you know, like when you have bands, how do you keep eye on success without letting it come between the bands or the band members?
Extremely hard. It does not always work. The past couple of years have been great with learning with these guys. COVID was a very terrible and dark time. Having music ripped away, having jobs ripped away, like everything just kind of went to a standstill. And it was a big eye-opening moment of, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with anything. Like with this, it was crazy. And if I could go back, I would definitely have a different mindset and write way more music. But at the time, everything was very depressing and I didn't like any of it. But it's just hard. And especially the older we get, it's not easy to do music in any capacity, but to try to do it for real and to do as much as we can when we can. I have a kid, our drummer just had a kid, I have a second kid on the way. Our guitarist is looking to adopt, you know, we have families, we have jobs, we have everything. It's really hard to keep going. But for me personally, you know, music comes first, and not in a jerkish way, but just like if I was at a job and had to go away for the weekend for a meeting or whatever, you know, sometimes life kind of has to move around to help you keep going. Yeah. My wife has been a huge supporter, and I couldn't do it without her, with trying to navigate everything, trying to schedule everything. You know, there's always something, whether it's real life, music, jobs, everything.
Well, it's awesome that you guys keep doing it, because you guys are putting out great music. So I don't want it to stop, because I'll be a fan forever. So what is the biggest show? I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say thank you. It means a lot. Seriously.
Yeah. So what is the biggest show you guys have played? I saw you guys have played on Warped Tour 2015. Talk a little bit about that, what that was like.
The Vans Warped Tour is definitely up there, and it's funny because I was just talking to somebody the other day that was asking about, you know, our band, and I brought up Warped Tour, and they're like, I have no idea what that is. And I'm like, that is a knife in the heart. That is such a terrible sentence to hear. But Vans Warped Tour was the dream when I first started. That was the goal. And to be lucky enough and fortunate enough to play it once, but not only once but twice, It was incredible. That was peak happiness right there. Vans Warped Tour was an incredible thing.
That's awesome. So where do you hope to go at now that you play Warped Tour? What's next on your big list of shows that you want to get to, or where do you see yourself going? What's another big show you want to play with?
I don't know. After Vans Warped Tour ended, I kind of had to have that thought with myself, like, well, this was the goal. I don't really know what to do next. Like, I don't know what the big goal is after that. So for me, it's just a tour to play shows as much as we can. And especially now with the type of music we're putting out, I'm just excited to keep putting music out. You know, Vans Warped Tour was, 10 years ago now, if at least. And I am older and life is, gets more complicated the more it goes on. So we're finding a point where we're going partially everybody pushes it, but I'm also just incredibly happy and humbled to be able to put out music in any capacity. You know, we leave for tour, a little weekend or mini tour next weekend. We have one planned for August. We have, you know, we will continue to play as many shows as we can and hopefully get some really good opportunities while we keep putting out and working on new music.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you guys ever hit Atlanta, let me know because I'll be at this show for real.
I will hopefully let you know. I say everything will get announced as we keep going. And seriously, any sharing that you do of our music is greatly appreciated, because just like any of the other fans, we can only do so much, but if other people like it and share it, then they're going to reach people that we never would have.
Awesome. Well, that's all my questions, but is there anything you want to say, any shows you want to play, anything like that that you want to say before we wrap it up?
Yeah, we head to Cincinnati on Friday. We're back in Columbus with some friends on Saturday, Columbus, Ohio, and then we're in Nashville, Tennessee, to the Cobra, I think it's called, Sunday, and then we'll be back in Columbus April 27th at the Newport Music Hall with Boba Flex. It's going to be a great show.
That's awesome. Boba Flex, I like them too. That's awesome. Well, man, it was good talking to you, and thank you for your time. Thank you for the interview, and look forward to hearing from you.
So, man, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for all kind words on the EP. I promise we'll be putting out more, hopefully sooner than later.
Sounds good, man. Well, you have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.